Kansas City's classic rock station, 101 The Fox. Good morning. Slacker with you here on this Red Friday. The Chiefs play the Packers on Sunday at 3:25. Pre-game show begins at noon. And every week in the NFL, we spotlight the men and women making a difference in our community thanks to the Greater Kansas City Building and Construction Trades. And today, joined with me again, is my partner, the business manager, Ms. Elise Martini. Good morning, Elise.
Good morning, Slacker. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. What a long week. It feels like it, at least.
It does. After being up late Monday night for that game, and as you see, I'm not wearing a jersey today.
I'm sticking with red
with the game on Sunday. I'm not going to risk it. I'm just going to wear a normal, because I don't want to have to burn another jersey, so I'm just going to wear a normal red shirt.
Well, we have a very special spotlight, John Boyd. Tell us a little bit about John.
You know, John is a lawyer. He's of legal counsel and really supports a lot of stuff. He does workers' comp law, protecting our men and women that get hurt on the job site or in other ways. He actually represents the players in the NFL. So our players that play for the Chiefs, he represents them. He is the most kindest and caring, giving person in the world. And he has his own law firm, which is Boyd, Cantor, Thomas, and Parrish. They're based out of Independence. And he's just a great guy and well-deserved. And I got to tell you, we were talking about, because we're always looking for nominations, as we're going to talk about this today. But I was talking to my business managers and two business managers, Chuck Tarpley with the Plumbers Local 8 and Don Hunt with Bricklayers Local 15, both nominated him and said, you know what? We got to get John Boyd on. He deserves the MVP. So I am honored to be here today with John.
Well, let's welcome Counselor John Boyd. Counselor, welcome.
Thank you very much for this invitation and for this honor.
John, as I understand, the law may not have been your first vocation choice.
Well, I was originally planning to be an engineer. Then my dad showed me the headlines of the newspaper that Boeing had laid off hundreds of those engineers. So I made an about-face from Rolla and went to a different college. Then decided that they won't outsource or offshore my job if I work for myself. And so I gravitated to that and have done that for a long time now.
John, I understand your work certainly champions the rights of workers, but tell us about your experience working with the NFL.
We represent the players' union, particularly the Chiefs. However, if other players from different teams get into an injury or a problem in Kansas City, then likely we'll be part of that team that represents them. We also represent the NHL Players Union and basically all the players' unions in professional sports in this area. We also represent 40 plus other unions that have nothing to do with sports and do a lot of their labor work too. In any situation with an employer and an employee, you have issues, particularly labor issues, and so we have worked with the executive director and the team that of talent that advise the players not just on injuries but on all sorts of aspects. As you know, NFL is not for long, and that's exactly what happens with their career. I think the average career is under 3 years for players, and the injury rate for players is much greater than 100%.
This week's Building and Construction Trades Council MVP, John Boyd, our guest this morning. And John, I know with all of your work in professional sports and the labor unions, you keep pretty busy. But when you're not working, what are some of the things you like to do?
My wife and I enjoy travel. There's golf, there's fishing. When we traveled to Scotland, I particularly enjoyed touring the distilleries because I do have a desire to consume, I think, or at least taste most of the single malts that are produced. On a serious note, though, we have grandchildren. Oldest plays baseball. The middle grandchild is competitive and just was selected all conference in volleyball and is just a sophomore at Blue Springs South. And so the youngest is also in competitive volleyball. So we are not helicopter grandparents, but we try to support them and help them.
Well, Counselor, as you know, when a player exhibits outstanding performance in the NFL, they are given the game ball. And for your outstanding performance, your tireless effort working with the trade unions and beyond, we say thank you for your service on behalf of your peers and the business manager of the Greater Kansas City Building and Trades Council, Elise Martini, and present you with this week's MVP game ball. John Boyd, congratulations.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Elise, for those wanting to nominate somebody like John, that make a difference in our community. How can people do that?
Give us a call, 816-836-8485, or our website, beunion.com. That's BEYOUNION.com. And you can be here sitting in John's seat next week.
All right, John, I got to ask you something about this game on Sunday. What's your thoughts?
I share a comment that Jimmy Johnson made. Fundamentals seem to be lacking this year. They need to hold on to the ball. They need to control the clock. And they need to keep the offense of Green Bay on the bench as long as they possibly can.
Well, I agree. I hope they do get back to fundamentals. For Elise Martini, the business manager of the Greater Kansas City Building and Construction Trades Council, this week's MVP, Attorney John Boyd, I am Slacker and reminding you to be strong, be proud, and be union. Go Chiefs!
Thank you, Slacker.
Thank you.
Kansas City football is back.
Mahomes takes it in for the touchdown.
Your home for true game perspective and the home for classic rock in KC is right here. What else do you need? Get them both here on 101 The Fox.